George is giving the Admiral a lift in his new electric car.
You look happy, George.
I am. Very happy.
George wasn't sure about going electric. He was worried about running out of power on the motorway. But now he has Admiral Car Insurance, which can come with out-of-charge EV recovery, should the worst.
See what you did there?
And back at full power. Get quality car insurance from Admiral that can also cover your EV. Admiral Insurance. Always looking out for you. T's and C's apply. Check admiral.com for details.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Friday, September 13th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Self-driving car company Waymo plans to offer paid rides on the Uber app in Atlanta and Austin next year. The companies say Uber riders in those cities could be matched to a driverless taxi, even if they don't specifically request one. As part of the deal, Uber will provide vehicle cleaning, repair, and general storage facilities. Waymo, which is owned by Google's parent Alphabet, won't operate its own app in these two cities. Waymo cars are available to Uber riders in the Phoenix metro area, but Waymo also operates its own app there. United Airlines says it's turning to Elon Musk's Starlink to outfit its entire fleet with internet service. United is betting that Starlink's technology will propel it above rivals in offering fast, free Wi-Fi. United says the service will be more reliable, particularly when flying over oceans and other remote areas. The airline said it would begin testing the Starlink service early next year. The first passenger flights equipped with the tech will likely come later in 2025. And the UK's antitrust authority says Vodafone Group's deal to merge its UK business with rival operator Three raises competition concerns. That's creating uncertainty about the deal, which is expected to shake up the country's telecommunications market. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority said a probe into the deal provisionally concluded that the tie-up could result in higher prices for tens of millions of UK mobile customers, and that it wouldn't necessarily lead to higher network investments. Vodafone and Three rejected the findings and said they would work with the CMA to secure an approval. Separately, Italian antitrust authorities opened an in-depth probe this week into Vodafone's sale of its Italian operations to Swisscom for around $8.9 billion. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Monday's Tech News Briefing podcast.